Part 1. Heading Out West. Chapter 1. Harry. Well, the first time I killed a person, I actually killed two people. Pretty much at the same time, or back to back, within a couple seconds of one another. In the spirit of radical honesty, my left leg was falling asleep as I spoke these words. I didn't want to shift my weight or do anything to suggest discomfort or angst while talking about this. I figured that's the kind of thing I was here to be scrutinized for. Getting squirmy in a moment of candor, some kind of physical betrayal of emotion. It was in Afghanistan, 2010, right at the beginning of Op Mashtarak, the battle for Marja. My fire team was holding it down up on a berm that ran along a road. The berm was just a little rise, mostly covered in tires and trash and shit, set up 6 or 7 feet higher than the road. We were just holding security, waiting for orders. I was with my buddy Mike. We were set about 20 yards ahead of the rest of the guys in our fire team. The rest of our platoon was behind us, too, other side of this trash berm, out of view. Most of the company was nearby, actually, but we were just staging, waiting to coordinate the next part of this push. Goddamn, that city smelled like ass. Burning trash, goat shit, sweat, and ass. All of a sudden, we see these two dudes to our left running down the road, heading toward this little intersection in front of us where another road headed directly away from us. I use my hands to make the shape of this T intersection. The dude in front had an AK, and the other one was on a radio and had a big, like, hockey bag, a rucksack over his shoulder, full of spent RPG tubes. They both looked like they were in their late 20s, early 30s maybe, older than me. At first, I couldn't believe it, seeing those dudes. There was a big firefight going on to our east, the direction they were running from, and I don't know why, but I guess I figured any Taliban we'd bump into would be running toward the scrap. I actually nudged Mike and whispered something like, "Are those fucking Tally, bro?" He was as surprised as I was. I mean, in our gut, we knew they were bad guys as soon as we saw them, but just couldn't believe it. We'd been in country for the better part of a year before Marja kicked off, and hadn't ever just watched armed militants slowly jogging along a road in the wide open, less than 200 yards away. It's a rare thing to see over there. Up until that point, all our encounters with these fuckers were when they were a long-ass way off, taking pot shots at our patrol or something. This was like real clear fucking contact, you know? It was just a total trip. I forced a surprised smile and nodded as I finished my sentence. When they got to the road in front of us, the road we were looking down from our spot on the little trash berm, the one that jutted off to their left, away from us, they ducked over and crouched behind this busted old sedan, probably about 100, maybe 110 yards away. They had cover from the direction they had been running from, blocking the view of themselves from our left, the direction of the big firefight I figured they were boogieing away from, but they were completely exposed to us. I mean, I just had a full view of both of them. Barely had to move a muscle to keep them on scope. Mike and I, we were so shocked, we just sat there like complete dipshits, just glassing them, speechless, for what must have been a solid 3 Mississippi count. Then, I'm not really sure what it was that got me to act. I think it was the closest one looking up at me or in my direction, and so I just shot them both. The one who was holding the rifle first, then the dude behind him with the radio and big bag of RPG tubes. Every shot I took was on target, too. They were just right fucking there. 100 yards is really not that far of a range. They were just filling my optics, so it was pretty damn easy. I left in an intentional pause and looked him right in the eye. "Remember to nod sincerely," I told myself. They both died right then and there. I remembered how I'd shot the first guy right below the nape of his neck, and how he'd just dumped forward onto his face.